If there is any region in Europe where intercultural and interfaith dialogue is needed, then it is in the Western Balkans. This was the message Slovenian Prime Minister and President of the European Council, Janez Janša, delivered today to church leaders from Europe. The group, led by Monsignor Noel Trainer, Secretary General of the Commissions of the Bishops' Conferences of the European Community, stressed the need to ensure that human rights are fully implemented in Kosovo and in the region, especially for minorities. Other issues on the agenda included the European integration process, in particular the debate around the Lisbon Reform Treaty. We spoke to Monsignor Trainer immediately after the meeting.
We talked about some of the issues on the programme of the European of the Slovenian presidency, such as, for example, the Year of Intercultural Dialogue 2008. We also spoke about the European Social Agenda, and we spoke about issues pertaining to migration and asylum policy, as well as talking about the implementation of Article 16C of the Lisbon Treaty, specifically of the Treaty on the Functioning of the European Union, that is the old Article 152, which provides for a dialogue between the churches and the European Union. First of all, of course, the treaty has to be ratified. I believe it has been ratified already, and so far by 8 member states. The other member states will, in due course, ratify it, one hopes. It is evident that the referendum in Ireland will be a crucial moment. If it's ratified, and therefore if it comes into force, clearly it will be necessary to provide mechanisms so that this dialogue may take place.